Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts,
the hottest podcast in the streets.
Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Time for another episode of Big Facts. It's the voice of DJ Scream right here. Big Bank is here, man. We got multiple special guests in the building, but let's start with the homie, you know what I'm saying, the West Side OG, King Gooch. All right, Gooch, Jade is up at Jade, no bubble gum.
Sorry.
Please, Jade, please.
Nah, I'm good.
That's about Gooch. You need to do
Yeah. What's up? How everybody feel?
We don't like that mic.
Well, first off, we just wanted to bring homies and family in here because congrats to Big Facts. This is episode 40. We made it to 40. You know what I'm saying? They said we wouldn't make it to 5 or 10, but we here. Yeah. We up, you know what I'm saying? Man. You know what I mean? And, we're just going to talk about some cool just Atlanta shit going on today. First off, how you doing, Gooch? You have to speak. Come on, get comfortable,
great.
Man. We can pour you a shot if you need it, bro. Do you want a shot?
I'm good.
You good?
I'm good.
All right, too early for that. How you feeling, man? Let everybody know who you are, man. You here.
I'm Jay, nephew of Gooch.
Jay, nephew. Okay, got you. he represents the West Side, you know what I'm saying? Of course, he's affiliated with the likes of people like Lil Baby is your partner, right? Lil Baby is one of your partner. Rest in peace, Shotty Low, you know what I'm saying? Long live Low, you know what I'm saying? Down with that movement as well. Rest in peace, Marlo as well. That was your partner as well. And then one thing I want to start off talking about is how does Gooch... How do you manage to bring the whole West Side together in Bankhead for that day each year with no issues, no nothing, just all love, positive energy? How do you do that? Please talk to us about that, bro.
To be honest, I don't even really know, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. We be kicking.
D.C. was up in D.C. was like, it be mostly Bankhead. See, Bankhead big as hell.
Yeah.
Like, it don't be the...
No, they don't even be Bankhead.
It don't?
Like, that
West, Zone 1.
Man, that be like, man, that be something everywhere. For real, it'd be something everywhere. Like,
even like non West Side people be over there, you think?
Yeah. It don't be bank. Like, it'd be about 20-30% Bankhead.
Yeah.
And sending.
Yeah.
70% be everywhere. Like, they just come
for everywhere. How you think you manage to do that? Both of y'all can speak, because you've done it before too, Zone 6 Day. How you manage to do that? Why is it that can happen?
Anybody can do it, though.
Okay,
we just gotta put it together and do this shit.
So why is it that that can happen, but on a normal night out, it can't happen? Like, why can't it be consistent? I guess that's what I'm asking.
It can be, but it's easier to get niggas together for a one-off instead of trying to get niggas together every week because, like, that's where the problems come in at.
Okay. So don't try to get everybody together. We just make a Zone 6 Day, Bankhead Day, that type of shit.
Like, once a year, niggas can act right. But every night or, like, more than one time a week, like, it's not going
to
happen.
I hate to hear that. It sounds like the truth. But I hate to hear it.
What day that we be doing that on, Mom?
Well, your birthday time?
No, not my birthday. It'd be what's the month?
What? Well,
yeah. Probably going to be when?
Whenever we think about it. Keep it clean with you. The folks just come up and do block party. Me and Goose did a party, City Vine. That shit was loaded.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was loaded. The whole city, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
But we pulled out this shit through all the bullshit. Shit, I had Harlem got them bad ass security out there. They had patrolling traffic and everything. I'm like, shit.
With Corona, where Corona going on?
Corona security, no police.
What kind of effect y'all think, like, you know what I'm saying? We know Atlanta's a big transplant city, especially for black people and all that shit, but what kind of effect you think, like, everybody coming here has on our Atlanta culture and on the streets? Like, what do y'all think about that?
The out-of-town people are cool, but sometimes they get out of hand and they, like, fuck up the city. Like, look at what happened at Cheetah. That was out-of-town niggas. Like, Atlanta niggas, that's our only place to really go and, like, vibe for real. Like, we not finna fuck that up. Mm. Now you gotta get searched. You gotta, like, all kind of shit. Like, you never used to never have to get searched to go in Cheetah. Like, ever. Like, Cheetah was, like, a safe place. Like, it was comfortable. It's like, now it's like, it's, I don't know, that shit crazy. I don't know.
So that's part of it. We're saying, what impact does it have on the streets? What impact does it have on just our culture? Because we know we could just go to Cheetah and kick it, or we could before last weekend.
Atlanta, to me, this is like New Hollywood. You rarely gonna see a motherfucker from Atlanta out. You get what I'm saying?
Right. Because we used to.
The next few, it's really our city, really turned up. Out of towners turned us up too. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Keep it 100. I mean, Freaknik was out of towners. That was cool for Freaknik. Like, out of towners.
They bringing their money down here, spending it with the city.
Helping our economy for sure.
Every nigga from everywhere live out there.
When
even
you
if
start,
they don't be out.
When you start shooting in front of Cheetah and Lenox and places where we generally locally know you just won't go shoot, then it do kind of mess it up for us if we just want to go to Lenox or go to Cheetah on some Wednesday afternoon shit.
I don't know. I can't speak on that because I don't know what happened, but that's 2020.
You
all kind of weird shit.
Shit, niggas was shooting at Lenox before 2020, bro.
No, I'm talking about that goddamn Cheetah shit. All type of shit that happened in 2020, man. Throw the whole motherfucker away, man. Real shit.
Just
man.
Throw the whole year away. Cancel it.
Too much bullshit. Sure. Like, she started out with COVID. A lot of people down.
Went downhill from there.
Like,
start with no, for sure. It's a fucked up year. But I'm saying, generally, when we go to other people's cities, right? Let me just say, we know the rules. We kind of just know the rules, or somebody put us down on, okay, this is what goes on in the city. You see what I'm saying? Do you feel like Atlanta is just the place of
open
arms?
I'm saying free fall.
Open arms. Just come do what the fuck you want
to
do.
Atlanta is like way different from any other city because it's like you can come to Atlanta from out of town and move around however you want to move. Like, you can't go to Chicago and just willy-nilly and fucking go wherever you want to go. You can't go to Detroit. You can't go to places like that and just do whatever because it's not finna happen. Like, they not finna accept you like that.
Yeah.
Especially, like, if you're not familiar.
Why does that happen here?
Atlanta, man.
It's, I told you.
Atlanta's a great place.
The majority of the people here are not from here.
Yeah, for sure.
So
that's what I'm saying.
That's what it is. It's just what it is. It's just like L.A. Well, I ain't gonna say L.A. in the streets, but L.A., Hollywood.
Yeah.
Majority of people in Hollywood and North Hollywood and shit, they ain't from there.
No, that's real.
But it was like back in the day, like Atlanta had like major boundaries, but it's like you couldn't go certain places and like where you didn't know anybody or whatever. But it's like now, it's like everybody's just kind of relaxed and it's just like whatever, like.
I'm all for it though.
What you say about the money is good. The money comes into the city.
I'm all for it. I don't got nothing against no out of town.
No, hell no. We fuck with them.
Yeah, for sure. Like, shit, this shit turnt.
I'm just saying. I think
place to be.
I think that a kite should be sent with maybe certain rules. Like, it's just certain places we don't do certain shit, bro. Like, we want to be able to go to Lenox, Cheetahs, Houston's, this place. This, you know what I'm saying? On our just cool day to day shit, don't fuck that up. Because y'all might not have, you know, like, that's all I'm saying. That's my opinion, though. You know what I'm saying?
Because y'all ain't got nowhere to go.
A lot of rappers.
I didn't say that. You said that.
I did.
A lot of rappers.
I said it. Yeah.
You said a lot of rappers do what?
Bring niggas in. About bring two on here. If they know the two they brought might bring 10. Now they here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which I'm cool with that. Like, the homies is coming from a lot of different places, making some good music. A lot of people say you can make the best music in Atlanta. Of course, you're going to be inspired by Atlanta, strip clubs, lifestyle, all this other shit. They might not have that where they at. It's just that.
We got Southern hospitality.
Basically, what I'm saying is you invite somebody to. Yeah, for sure. We got Southern hospitality.
Because you can be other places. Them folks won't even speak to you.
Yeah.
You walk in a restaurant, whatever. They really looking at you like, why is you
why
here?
Why you here? You look like you're not.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you look like you're not.
They welcoming you more in Atlanta like this. This the Mecca, bro.
Yeah.
That's why we took over all this shit, bro. Like, we took over, like, I don't know Eric shit. We took over the music shit. So we about to take over this podcast shit.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Big we took over the party facts. Shit.
Yeah.
Hey, we got the baddest stripper, the baddest women, the goddamn nurses in the this is in my head. This they bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just something in the water down here, bro.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to go nowhere. Nigga would have to run me off from down here if I was from somewhere else.
We had that
conversation. I'm just being 100. If I was from somewhere else, I'd be here too.
Now, is it too crowded?
No.
You don't think so?
Man, these folk building up.
I'm talking about when that traffic like hit. New York. When that traffic hit.
This weekend, it was
you can be
crowded.
From Atlanta and can't even get in the club. Because you ain't get there on time.
Who can't get in the club?
You might. I'm saying a regular person in Atlanta. If you don't get to that certain club, that motherfucker packed.
But you got to know how to move around Atlanta and get through Atlanta.
For sure.
I don't think I ever be stuck in jail.
That I feel you on that. Yeah. It's a couple little places you've got you got to get through traffic, but I feel you, though. I always take
it's
the other
Atlantas,
route.
It's two Atlantas, bro. It's Atlanta east and west, then yeah. It's north and south.
Right. Yeah. That's
you get what I'm saying? North and south is where the out-of-towners at.
You think so?
They up north or headed back to the airport getting the fuck on. South.
I could dig that.
They ain't finna see them on the east side or the west side.
Yeah, I could dig that.
But then we the only time paying rappers through COVID. So they gonna be there. Mm.
Yeah.
Big facts. We the only time
tell them
get that
bad.
Yeah, because it's not any, like, everything else is closed. That's why, like, all these niggas are in town. Like,
we the only time paying these niggas, they still tax.
They're regular
regulars.
Like,
yeah, paying them the back. Yeah, we saw this back, that last payment. Past
yeah,
weekend.
Well, they doing, you know.
Man, I gotta shout out to my nigga Moneybagg. Yo, man.
Moneybagg,
yo,
picked it up.
That nigga,
he
man, that nigga.
He left here and went to pick it up and came back here and made more music.
That nigga was 3 times a day
yeah.
And went to make it and got a fucking almost fucking 7-6-digit check. Like, for real. Came back to the city, did like 8-9 more days in like fucking 2 days. Like,
man, he don't kill
that shit was crazy.
That nigga been on tour.
Man, girl.
That's what you're supposed to do, though.
Yeah, you better burn that shit out. Nigga, I'm gonna stay in your face and you don't like
it. Shit, if a lot of the rest of these niggas were smart, they would have burnt it out, too. Instead of trying to be stiff, you know what I'm saying, with all that. Like, I ain't coming down on my number.
I saw Gucci had some little baby. A few people.
There was a lot of people that had shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talking about
the
other niggas who ain't come.
But you know, niggas in Atlanta feel like, if I'm from Atlanta, I don't give a fuck about getting booked.
You don't want to burn yourself out. Being seen too much if you're from Atlanta, not too much.
Shit, how this time move? Only thing you can burn yourself out.
Mm.
Everywhere been packed. I don't think you can burn yourself out right now.
Yeah.
Probably back in the day, that probably was a good saying, but right now, shit, how?
Mm.
Defo had the dope.
Yeah, Defo had
the dope. And the only thing about that tragedy, man, him brought some broke niggas to some. Niggas with hope, boy.
Yeah.
I seen niggas, I know he ain't never had no money, but with him.
Yeah, I know you said it. Keep saying it. I feel you.
We talked about that shit a couple episodes ago.
I just wanted to last, though. I want to still be up a year from now.
They ain't taught me that shit. I've been waiting to get taught.
Real. How you do it?
I tweeted. Somebody teach me.
You know, a nigga will try to look over like, man, nigga ain't fucking with that shit. Till you see the nigga like, oh, you made that off that?
Yeah.
That's some real deal, though.
Motherfucker told me the shit they made. I started calling around like, Lord.
Yeah. No, it's a blessing in disguise.
It is a blessing in disguise, man. Goose, we know you're politically connected, too. Salute to you. You're actually going to connect to me to some people, man. How important do you think this election is coming up, you know what I'm saying, for the city of Atlanta? What we doing?
I'm trying to tell everybody to get down with me with my political people now.
All right. You know, I picked up first ring. I'm with it.
Yeah, you did.
I'm here. Man, I want people to be educated. I ain't saying just school. I want people to be financially educated. I just want education. Put some money in the education for us. We'll figure the rest out.
But then, you know, the girl, the vice president who Biden, you know, she.
Kamala.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They say she ain't right now. They say she went in prison, folks.
They say they put, they say that about Kamala. They say that about the Clinton administration. They say that basically they locked a lot of people up.
They were locking people up.
But it's like, it's so much shit. It's so much shit.
I got somebody who's going to come to Big Facts and explain that. I got the perfect person that's super, we're going to talk to you about it. I got the person that's going to explain the past of that and we'll make judgment from there.
So what you think about that, Shirley? About imprison people?
What you mean?
What they put out on her?
I mean, she was a lawyer, right? A criminal lawyer, right? I mean, you got to think about it. Our homie sent a lot of our homies up the way. And not I sat with him, but he sent a lot of my personal pockets. Hey.
Yeah, man. That's what I was saying about that shit. Like, I don't got
to I'm just saying, he, you know.
Yeah, yo. Man.
We don't want that,
she,
but.
I think she deeper, though.
I don't know. I ain't looked into it.
Man, I think she deep.
I want
some. But it's just like, at the end of the day, like, I look at it like this with her. Like, I feel like the whole imprisonment thing, I totally understand that. But at the end of the day, like, wasn't that her job?
That's what I'm saying. She's a lawyer.
Like, she, I'm not.
A criminal lawyer.
Everybody's running on
basically social justice and fixing COVID. That's the whole election. I'm gonna fix the COVID shit. That's number one. What that is, what it is. But the other thing is, are you gonna do something about cops shooting niggas? That's the whole election.
And another thing that they're standing on too is trying to do things that can help the economy flourish and help people, you know, make more money.
Mm-hmm. But
that's one of
Biden's
main things.
You gotta watch that economy shit, because is it for the rich folks and Amazon? Is it for the people already rich, or is it for the people trying to get rich?
But you know, the Democrats are always gonna say that, you know, they're trying to help the
common people,
the bottom mm-hmm. of the totem pole. So, you know, you just have to, I don't know, it's like, it's really like, every time it's really just like a lesser of two evils.
I don't ask this question. It's a fucked up question, but
go ahead.
Do you feel like you got more money the last 4 years when Obama was in, or these last 4 years with Trump? Why'd I ask that question?
That's not even a fair question.
I know,
you got more money with Trump.
I just know that's when all that shit touched down.
I was still in school, like, how much you think these niggas getting this little money doing clinton though, if these niggas getting this little money out there, long shit, how much you think them big scammers scamming for, like Trump buddy them What you think they getting? They getting billions out of this shit, or millions, hundreds of millions.
Yeah.
So yeah, y'all need shit, man, to steal a couple hundred thousand. Get right.
What type of lonely thing Amazon gave Amazon?
Man, that shit. But this, yeah. I keep saying this. It's a key word with that money now. It's a loan now. You gonna pay that shit back?
No, but they have forgiveness.
Some. I already looked. Trust me.
What I'm saying is, like, there's ways around that shit.
Man, I'm talking about the niggas who ain't putting their name on it. Putting other folk name on that
That's
shit.
That's worse, bro.
What you mean?
You cannot, let me just say my own opinion. You cannot beat the government. You cannot beat the government.
Shit.
The federal government.
You're not gonna beat them.
Okay, but
niggas
got.
Who's beat them?
Niggas is winning.
I'm not saying, but saying in order to have to beat them, you
got
to get caught.
Oh, for sure.
So it's the niggas that don't beat them.
I'm saying, none of us, right? I'm saying, if you go face to face with them, you are going to lose or play their game.
Yeah, but shit, you gotta get.
Yeah, I'm not saying that everybody gonna get caught, but somebody gonna get caught.
That's a rich thing.
That's a given.
Some nigga don't give a fuck that, bro. You know how, man, niggas ready to go to jail and show them pictures of that money, man. Some niggas don't give a fuck. Some niggas feel like, bro, I'm finna be out here running around with a gun, goddamn, finna get the same time.
I feel you.
Some motherfucking nigga didn't live that ass front. This a paper. Young nigga told me that, like, bro, this a motherfucking piece of paper. What can I? I'm gonna come home.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was trying to get that speech, like, bro, that shit probably hot, bro. Woo. Nigga, like, who?
I'm saying, I think it's
hot. Me running around this hot ass pistol on probation. You know what I'm saying?
I think it's a great play. I just think that people see, it's like some people be overdoing it. Go get you 100, bro. Go get you 100. You know what I mean?
Man, when you get 100, you're going to want your 2.
Huh? You can't have 100 in that level.
I'm just saying, 100, you're going to want your 2. You get your 2, you're going
to
want your half.
But he brought Goose, if you ain't had nothing, and now you got 150. You can try to work something.
Once I seen it, I done seen it. Oh, shit. I'm a $100,000 nigga. I got to be a $200,000 nigga.
You know, in Atlanta, you walk to the wrong dice game.
I feel you. It's gone. I feel you.
And 3-4 going to take you up, but when you go goddamn walk out that big crime.
When the folks come for whoever, where you think they going to start? They're going to start at the 300s, 400. They're going to start right there. So I'm saying just ease under the radar a little bit. Get the money. Don't go trying to get, you know, you can't know have a, some you of these niggas should.
So basically you're saying don't try to go big.
What's some of these niggas going to do with a half a mil? You got a plan for that. That's all I'm saying. I ain't saying you shouldn't have your money.
Not
because
they have a plan from the beginning.
But shit, nigga ain't got no plan for $10. Fuck that. Give me money. I'm going to milk this shit all the way out. I ain't playing with these folk. Now I need some lawyer money, all kind of shit.
You can't use that shit for lawyer money, man. They going to freeze them accounts, man.
Well, who put their money in the account? These niggas got C-A-S-H, man. The long way. You need to get that shit off them cards.
I love it. Go get all the money.
I can't sleep. Nah, I feel what you're saying. Get you something and do something else with you.
Go get all the money.
I don't know how to do nothing else.
The funny thing, I see a girl put on her Instagram, yes, I live in California. You cannot use my address. I'm like, damn.
Bro, the whole world in California right now.
Yeah. No cap.
This little bit out of Georgia is in California, man.
Yeah.
Going to the mailbox.
Yeah.
But they had a line so long, goddamn, wrapped around a bank, man.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Thank God for the limits.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Nigga pulling that shit off, bro.
Yeah. Like, not happy for it. Let's hope it ends good.
Hell yeah.
All of that ends well.
Let's go. We're going to do it. Do it all the way.
Fuck it. Why not?
All of that ends well.
You're going to do it all the way. I don't know. I can't. Don't do it at all, man, if you're going to tiptoe. You gonna do it, do that shit all the way, bro. Like,
so basically, he's saying go the biggest.
Bro, go like them niggas in Africa. What them niggas called they got the first time?
Dubai.
Go like them niggas.
Let me have a video screen.
They had a plan, but they fucked up. Because, like, you know, most niggas are scamming, like, with the loan shit, whatever. They were doing, like, fake corona tests.
Yeah,
like,
they treat them for real. They ain't do it. They just told America that they was finna start a research over there, and them folks sent them for the money.
I thought they actually, like, were doing
something. They ain't got that money and went on Instagram.
And they got caught. One nigga only got caught, really, but they went through his emails. And it went to the other folks. But yeah, look into it.
I saw the headline. I'm saying have a plan for the money.
They got caught up through emails.
Have a plan for the money. Somebody might be in the streets.
You get that free money. You get that free money. Don't get the fuck up.
Yeah, no.
All's well that ends well.
Do something with that money.
That's what I'm saying. A nigga might know in the streets, I'm trying to get X amount to get this label right and get into music. You see what I'm saying?
No, they can't waste that money on music.
I'm not saying waste it on music. I'm saying have a plan. That's all I'm saying. If your plan is, go have something.
Be a nigga plan when you get that money, but I'm finna go let this shit fly and pop this song out. Same shit that going on, niggas. Is everybody rapping? I mean, get their money, show their money. They're marketing.
And part of the plan is making sure it's a good song.
The market.
Make sure it's a good song.
No, fact.
You know what I'm saying? Don't burn it all out on some bullshit.
I say go get a food truck or something.
That's what I'm saying. You can have, you have. If you
everybody
can't
cook, Jay.
No, it ain't.
Everybody can't sit up. Jay can't.
If you get 250, you can literally go get 10 businesses. You have your food truck, car wash. What else you can get for about 10, 15 racks?
You can buy a house.
You get a barber shop.
Where you going to buy a house at 15 racks right here?
Okay, real estate.
You got to think about the mindset of that, though. What it take to even think like that?
Oh, that's why we're here, to try to change the mindset.
Okay.
Because we don't want a bunch of niggas, man.
We got to show these niggas the way.
Yeah, I remember I was watching Big Facts, man. They got me, man. Can y'all send me a shirt? Yeah, we'll send you a shirt, bro. But we wish you would have had a plan so you could come sit on Big Facts and tell us how you did it.
But you know, it really ain't even that much time in that shit.
That's how niggas say, though.
You looking at this important shit, like, bro, I'm going to be back in about a year.
It's important for you to say that, because that's how niggas feel.
Yeah, niggas feel like, bro, this shit ain't even really shit.
Yeah.
But niggas don't know, because this is the first time this has been done. We don't know what
What kind of law?
Shit, this is uncharted territory.
The
like,
Corona Care real, Loan like, Act law. Nigga,
mandatory fault.
239 million years or some shit. Like,
nah, man, that shit still fraud. At the end of the day, fraud can carry a lot, depending on how much you take.
That's what I was busy saying. That's what we spent the last 10 minutes.
That would turn that shit. That would turn that shit to different shit.
Don't go.
Well, depending on how much you get caught saying you took.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
It's like, just somebody's name. So
really, how much they can prove that you actually had access to?
These niggas again ain't nobody's name.
Just somebody's name.
No,
yeah, somebody not tied to them.
Right? Somebody not tied to them. That's what I'm saying. It's somebody's name.
I don't even want to spill the game out here, but these folk doing some other shit. Tell you, bro, I've been seeing some other shit. Like, man.
Yeah.
Man, them folks sweet as hell right now, man. This shit could be a setup, though. They might have come to you, man.
Trust it.
I seen some niggas who ain't never had, and some females ain't never. See, that's who were doing it, the females.
Yeah.
They started turning baby dads on and, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, little niggas yeah. on. But the female was the first one, and they got up first.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They don't put so many of them names in.
Yeah.
Bitch done had up 200 before she even
But the females
don't have. I swear, everybody don't have surgery this year.
Thank you.
They go, that's what?
Everybody.
But that's a plan, though.
Everybody flip got new that. Titties.
You can flip that on Instagram. Yeah, you can get rich.
I ain't getting no new titties.
I'm just saying it's a plan. Or you can go sell weave.
Shit. They probably gonna pay their own shit, but they doing their own shit and they doing most shit, man.
Yeah.
I was in store in Miami. Wrong. I was looking at a girl. She was shoe dirty. I'm like, damn, what is she gonna get? Man, they be spending my 40 racks in Gucci. I got red on the phone, like, man.
What y'all doing, man?
Who the hell know how to do this shit?
Going to Phillips right now. That line rap.
This is crazy.
They yeah, ain't got nothing. It's like a third world country.
No, I'll be here. We're sold out.
Ain't nothing in the mall. Ain't nothing nowhere.
Sold out.
Nothing.
That crazy, man.
No Cartier, no nothing. I'm gone out the Cartier store. I just go to the Cartier store. I'm at the little shop right there in Linden. I mean, Phil. Just go in there and try glass on my buy me a pair. Ain't none even checked to see if you like it. They still bitches gone.
Yeah.
It's up. Ain't no sizes and nothing like it. No. Shit, it's over with, Jack. You think of buying that shit up?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
All's well that ends well. I hope it ends well. I'm in your corner. Don't think I ain't in your corner. I'm just saying.
You just telling these niggas the pre part of it. Think now before you be later have to think.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you gotta think of niggas who weren't thinking of shit.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking to niggas who know, like, bro, I don't give a fuck what happened. You got some niggas that feel like that too, like, it couldn't be worth what already happened.
I feel you.
You know what I'm saying? I was just fucked up.
Yeah.
Shit'll change the nigga life.
Yeah.
But
you know, somebody gonna have to bite the bullet for this shit. This is how the world go. Mm-hmm. couple niggas been getting made examples out of us. See, but them niggas is showing what not to do. Niggas, they said niggas going by. Some nigga went about a scat pack and a goddamn about a girl at a track house or something. They snatched them on the pavement on the back. Like, niggas, shit, they getting niggas the game.
Love hip hop, dude.
Keep that money. Who?
The dude, the first dude to get caught.
Oh, yeah, it was the first one.
Who?
$500,000. I don't know his name.
Watch Love Hip Hop.
$500,000. Went straight to the car lot.
To pay the child support off.
Yeah.
Rape.
Well, that's good. Paying child support, I child commend support that.
All the rape.
But it's like.
It's all the shit.
You the rape next, bro? Yeah. Like, you don't want to. It's a damn, no, bro.
What's the nigga name in?
Man, I.
That's just like, what's the nigga name from Goodfellas? Johnny Cheeseburger or whatever his name is that bought a pink Cadillac. Him and his wife. Goodfellas. He bought a pink Cadillac, brought the coat. They told him not to buy nothing.
Got him fucked up, man.
You gotta lay low.
He ain't never see. So I done been in every pair of shoe they is, bro. I don't want them, it's like when you done been so fucked up, bro.
Yeah, I feel it, but damn, I ain't go straight to the Prezi Rolex. Like, come
bro,
on,
I've been watching nigga wear this shit all my life, man. I want to see how she feel about all. You know what I'm saying? How nigga feel, bro.
Arkansas Mo was arrested and charged.
Oh, Carly Rae's husband.
With federal bank fraud. Federal, man.
How much he got?
It don't really. $2 million. He used more than $2 million from the government to purchase a Rolex diamond ring, diamond bracelet, paid off child support.
What the fuck was a Rolex ring?
They bought
no, Rolex watch and a wedding ring.
Yeah, you talking about that man ain't did nothing wrong.
At least the
man ain't did nothing wrong.
At least the 2019 Rolls Royce.
He tried to be smart with that. Like, it ain't gonna cash out for the rope.
Yeah. I mean, they couldn't have got him if he didn't.
Man,
flame.
I got some of that money. Put that nigga up and do about 3-4 years, man. Come home. What the other nigga name on Love and Hip Hop who finna come home married to the girl?
Phaedra Park.
Apollo.
I mean, that Apollo finna come home, man.
Okay. Hey, listen.
I'm just saying, like, shit, man, you know what you signed up for, man.
All's well that ends well.
Homie probably got him a ticket and cash somewhere.
All's well
that
ends well. Yeah.
That nigga ball.
Yeah.
Yeah, he the first nigga get caught, though, in the world.
They put him on headlines to try to send a nigga out. The niggas was like, fuck that. He had a rape. If he had it for a month, it's worth it.
Bro, that nigga ain't down there telling them stories. You know that little money ball finna last his whole bid to talk about. You got to think how dumb niggas think in the street. I ain't saying we all dumb niggas in the street, bro. Some niggas be smart a little bit.
You say but that.
When you first, I'm telling you, your first piece of money, think of the dumb shit you did with yours.
I fucked it up.
That's what I'm saying. Absolutely. Like, bruh, I know, man, I'm fucked up. Been up, down, up, down, up, down, up, right. Seesaw. Right. You know what I'm saying? And I might fuck it up in different ways now. It might not be on no shiny shit, but it be on shit that I'm thinking I'm trying to make. You get what I'm saying?
It be bad investments or anything.
So
yeah.
At the end of the day, man, hey, man, homie better. Niggas in the feds ain't doing, when they send you to the feds, you don't even get some more game how to perfect that shit, no? You been gonna hook up with a nigga who got another bank fraud case in the TLC. Then where you went wrong.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
Real shit.
Fact. Yeah.
That shit get crazy, man. But you gotta get how you live. They getting it like that, though.
Hey, listen.
Yeah.
They won't say like the people, the biggest people in the world who we got down work for and all that, they getting it the same way,
they
also, bro.
But they be having a plan.
Yeah, they be having
A, B, C, and D. That's why they be able to wiggle out.
They have a plan.
You got that much money, your friends can change. The people you call, hey, I got this much. I'm trying. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can change your friends.
I ain't trying to encourage nobody to be a scammer, robber, jacker, none of that, bro. I'm not trying to. But if you're going to do whatever you're going to do,
you say go big.
I can't tell nobody what to do to feed their family.
You say go big.
You don't want to have to see those tears in your kids' eyes when they want certain shit. That's all I'm saying. I don't know nothing else. I ain't go to no school. I ain't did nothing. I don't know nothing, man. They put this shit in my lap. This is a blessing. Mm. We call those blessings in the street. Like, nigga, if a nigga come to me and let me strip him, bro, you was my blessing. I ain't looking at that as no bullshit. Nigga, you was a blessing to me, bro. Give me that.
This is so necessary.
I'm just keeping it 100 how niggas think. I ain't saying it's right or wrong. That's just how niggas think. Like, well, I just called a blessing. What you just did? I just took a nigga head off. Nigga, that wasn't no blessing. Shit. How you gonna tell me?
Yeah.
It's gonna be a blessing to you. People are gonna take this to who don't know what I did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Am I right or wrong?
No, you speaking. No, you speaking real shit.
Like, man, come on, man. Hey, man. Niggas tired of being that siren, no good ass nigga from that bitch. Man, niggas finna drop it nuts out here these days, bro.
Right, we bro. Talked about that though with Jay.
What?
Jay said they ain't never gonna be shit. So.
Nah, I ain't say they weren't ever gonna be shit. I just said you can't. It's like I said, it'll be harder to turn an ain't shit nigga into a don than it is to turn a bitch into a boss.
She has the quote correct.
That's because it takes a mind frame to be able to maintain a certain standard and level of living and prosperity. You can't just go from sugar to shit and then think you finna understand how to handle all this money or how to
maintain. Why can some of the women do it in one Instagram post, though? One Instagram post. A woman, one Instagram post, you've seen it, changes everything.
Because you want to know what I really think?
Of course, it's
big fact. I really think that it's because females are natural providers. So, like, we're used to figuring it out and making it happen. So when we get something more than what we already have, we already know, like, this has to be delegated for this, that, so that I can flip this or do that. You know what I'm saying? Some other shit. And not saying that niggas don't do that, but like I said, like, if a nigga, like, is down here, it's going to take a change of mind frame to maintain up here.
Mm.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying.
Mind change mind, though. I'm going to keep it 100. Look, cover. Bruh, when you get started, as you go up, get money, bruh, you going to be done, went through so many obstacles that you going to have to change.
You don't want
to
be ready for it.
You know what I'm saying? You going to be ready. When you get to 10,000, you're going to be a $10,000 nigga. You're going to know how to be a $10,000 nigga. You can always get to that. You get to 100,000, you're going to always know how to get to 100. You get to a million, you're going to always know how to get you a million. You get what I'm saying? But the thing is trying to get from 1 million to 10 million, 10 million, you know what I mean?
But see, another thing with that, too, is how did you get to that 100,000 or how did you get to that million? If you fucking scratch off a lottery ticket or you got, like, some instant shit, you're not going to understand the same way a nigga that had to grind that shit up.
MC Hammer ass nigga. You fucking trying to get a big old ass check. Exactly. Yeah, yeah. No,
we should with athletes, too. We should with athletes, too.
Yeah.
Or hushman, whatever you doing. You get what I'm saying? Yeah, but shit, a nigga gonna be done been so fucked up so long. Man, he even fucked that money up.
Now, this girl fucked that money up fast as a nigga.
What? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
women.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they bust down. Y'all
she jaded the women.
Everyone.
The women fucked that money up.
Yeah.
They just be.
But we know how to get that shit right back.
Nigga be wanting to fuck them, so they just be. They know how to go get some money over here. Or whatever. Yeah. See, Jay don't look at it like that. Nah, don't answer that one Instagram post. You might have 10. I hit that bitch. And he just, she float around.
Niggas don't care about pilling that hoe out five bands, 10 bands or something.
This is a question for Goose, but it's going to be for Jay, too. Why y'all ain't never rap? Or did y'all?
I tried that before. That shit was not right.
Shit went right?
One time in the studio, I was on the they had them trick me on the that shit called Adderall. Fuck, I'm in the rap.
I rapped one time. You know when they were doing the For the Dick challenge. Me and my best friends did like a whole little a song for that, but it just never came out because I was just like, nah, that ain't my thing.
So rapping just one for y'all. Nah, y'all never get the rapper book.
I did intros and shit before, like on people's shit and like little like drops or whatever
talking,
you call
though.
That.
I'm
shit.
Talking about rapping, like
yeah,
put the
like,
words together.
No, I'm not really a. I'm not really an attention type of person, so the rap shit wouldn't really be for me. Like I prefer to be like behind the scenes.
Okay,
that shit hard. The rap, your mind just go. I don't lie, try. My mind be going blank.
Oh, did you record a whole song?
I recorded a whole song, bro.
And you just feel like this shit whack.
I was like, it whack. Nigga, like, boy, that shit hard. Come on, I'm like,
shit, that's how you know.
That's the problem.
That's how you know
you know
in
your heart when your shit, bro. This shit don't sound right. It might be all right. Y'all saying it because it's me.
Yeah, and they were saying it because the shit that we went through.
Yeah.
So, and I was rapping. I was like, Adderall made that whole song about that. But then sometimes I'd be like, hey, baby, come on, I need you to give me a feature. Be like, come on, nigga, let go. Nah,
you get niggas on the hook. You a rapper. You niggas on the hook. You can put together. Nigga, everybody coming there and put together to a verse. Yeah,
call right a
yeah, niggas get you right, bro.
Y'all, London J. Chip and Fab. Like, don't help me.
Yeah.
But I be doing that. I might just be in the mood, right? Like, I might just call Chip, London J. And I'm like, hey, man, come write me a song. They be like, shit, come on. Book the studio. I'm in the money.
That shit.
That I just never
called. But if somebody called Goose for a record deal, you're out.
They said, shit, we finna sign you.
Sign you, get you a bag.
Hey, yeah, come on with that money.
Y'all gonna make an album.
The writers in there all day.
The fuck? Yeah.
All you gotta do is tell the writer, once you tell the writer your story,
He ain't really writing for you. He writing your story.
Now, I be sitting in with them niggas. Like, I might just go to the studio when they be doing other folks' shit. Yeah. I be like, damn, this shit amazing. Yeah. And then I hear this shit on the radio. Like,
You think it's hard or easy to tell your partner his shit wet? He think he a real rapper. He think he in it. Like,
it's hard for me. Because my nigga be like, man, they be sending me that shit. I be posting that shit. Yeah,
what?
That shit gonna be right.
Yeah, don't say it should be hard to tell a nigga that shit whack, bro.
It's hard. For real.
No, it's easier to tell them that it's whack now than to like watch them waste their whole entire life.
See, Jay can tell people. Hard, no, Jay can tell people they shit whack. Yeah, they already her demeanor. They already know. Jay still, she be tripping.
She must be telling the truth. Right,
this shit whack. We're not playing this here.
Yeah.
To me, nigga don't expect me to do it.
I hate that, though. I feel like people should be able to accept that criticism of their shit is whack, and that would help music.
Like, really. I agree.
Like, I can't do it no more. Like, what you think, bro? Man, the beat need to be better, bro. I can't tell niggas they it crushed their whole life. Like,
bro, squeeze said my shit whack. They don't tell their other part. Like, that nigga, hate.
That
they
too.
They
don't
say
that.
They
don't
tell everybody you hate.
I don't give a fuck.
I tell
niggas like,
bro. I be telling niggas who signed.
You told somebody
like,
they shit whack?
Like, I told niggas, do something else, bro. I'm not a rapper, bro. That shit ain't it.
Yeah.
You know, fuck, how long you been doing this shit, nigga? You ain't got paid for a verse. Niggas ain't paying for no verses.
You sit down with one of your partners.
Shows you're not a rapper.
You sit down with one of your partners in the studio. You play you 5 songs. It's some bullshit. What can you tell them?
This shit ain't it. From the biggest artist to the smallest artist.
Y'all thought I was bad?
Give a fuck, though. I tell my
partner. Like, but he like telling
niggas
who been
dropped
their
real albums, major label, like, bro, that ain't what you going through.
Oh, damn.
You know what I'm saying? What did you think? That
that's
ain't
needed.
It.
That's needed, though. That's needed.
Yeah, but get what? And I, them niggas will call when they finish ready to drop their album and call up there and be like, bro, pull up.
Yeah.
This to this. You know you're going to get the truth. I ain't finna be in there no bobblehead.
Yeah.
Like, nah, bro, you trying to go too far left. Nah, that's his opinion. Like,
yeah. So I think for established artists is one thing, but if a nigga don't put everything he got into it, he is...
Bro, you need to stop while you're... Stop now.
Nah, it's
don't put no... You gotta cut it off.
Nah, it's niggas
you gotta dip it
really
in the bud.
They make sure it's not hard.
Yeah, facts.
But what about... What about
you looking more up now like this shit?
Let's be honest now. We in Atlanta. What about that one time when we all thought it probably wasn't going to work and it did?
Niggas will catch a song. Though.
That's what I'm saying. Some niggas, like you said, just trying to catch a song.
Some niggas just be
but then after that song,
niggas,
man.
Like, your whole
but it's just like the bank loan shit. They don't care. I got a song, bro. I was hot 3 months.
I think rapping now is an excuse.
Excuse for what?
To be a bum. I rap, bro. You know what I'm saying? What you do? I rap, bro. You don't rap? Nobody playing that shit.
Where did you get this shit?
Just being 100. I think that shit is an excuse now, bro.
You been on this nigga long enough?
Bro, y'all ain't got down to do anything. Yeah, that shit ain't working, partner.
Yeah. But breaking it back down, it's going all the way back to we celebrating today, you know what I'm saying? Episode 345. You can get a job, bro.
You can get a job. But niggas ain't getting no job. Man, hey man,
you can get a cool job.
You might well go ahead and goddamn get with these folk who got them going out here to Cali getting this bag. I'm telling you, man, all that rap. You want to look like a rapper, get some rap money, man. They bringing it right before your eyes. Like I said, some people got to grab their blessing.
Do you understand?
You know what I'm saying? If I was a struggling rapper,
yeah,
I would be out there with them folk bags grabbing my blessing, bro.
Yeah. Some of them niggas ain't even struggling, they need to stop, for real.
Like, you talking about a nigga with the money still putting their money in some whack shit. You know
the problem though. Ain't nobody told him his way. 9 times out of 10, that's the problem. You know how many times I've been the first nigga to say,
tell
you're the only nigga that don't like it.
Shit.
I ain't cool. I'm the only nigga.
So you know what we need to do? You know what we need to? I'm kind of high too. But you know what we need to do since these niggas are like not telling these niggas that they're whack.
Mm-hmm.
You know how they got like the drive-through clinics. We do a drive-through clinic and let these niggas play their shit. Drive-through, we tell them whether it's whack or not.
Somebody gonna shoot.
What they need to do in there,
shit show. We got the roughest crowd in the
world. Yeah, go there. If you make it through the shit show,
CEO that's got an artist, you want to test him. You know he whack, but you love him. You still putting the money in, and you want to just show him he ain't it. Right into the shit show. We'll show you what you got.
We'll
show you what you got. Yeah, better have your clothes on. No folk, bro. Your hat better not be the wrong color.
Yeah.
yeah,
they showing what it is. My partner from shouts out to Reek Rock, man. He came
from
to
Philly.
From Philly.
Oh, yeah,
they tried to boo
him. Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
he wasn't going for it.
Fuck on y'all, man. Bullshit.
Bank and Jay helped him.
Yeah, I fought with him, though. He hard.
He was out of there.
But he was
too hard.
Man, that nigga pull out his strap, bro.
Hey, y'all the reason why we heard the song.
Yeah.
He was done.
Yeah, he was dead.
So he was there like,
They throwing shit before you
see it. He was kind of like a snitching song.
They ain't understand.
We gonna show you what you got at shit
pregnant,
show, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm plugging it.
Yeah, nah, that's proper.
We back at it at the compound, but nah, bruh, you gotta. If you don't want to hurt your man, feel the man. Bring him to the shit show. Don't fuck. Don't give a fuck about her. They be throwing it at me. They had me doing try that. Start sending shit coming. Boo, nigga. You know what I'm saying? They gonna let you know, bro. Get your head down.
But then look, some niggas do get hard over time, though.
Yeah.
Like in front of me, so.
You can get better.
I'm telling you. You don't think so?
Listen what I'm saying.
I need that instant. I ain't got time to grind.
You know what I'm saying? Michael Jordan time.
Instant, bro. I ain't that grind shit. Ain't it with no nigga, man. Then nigga, I ain't got time for that. Hey man, we know what you is. Now, I ain't trying to trying to develop no nigga.
Yeah, you're right.
And then we're gonna develop undeveloped problems over all that time.
Man,
you gotta be looking at these niggas like, man, he it. Let's go.
Star power.
Yeah, star power, bro.
Oh my god.
Bro, I done called the last 5 superstars. No cap. Out of Atlanta. I can see him. I know like he finna do it. All that goddamn, yeah, he's cooked. I ain't man, no. I don't know the fuck how you feel. No, that shit ain't it.
We would have told, this is just real. We would have told, if we would have heard like Old Town Road or some shit, we probably would have told him what, like, this ain't it. But look what it
is. That ain't it. Who want that though?
I'm just saying.
Who want that? I don't give a fuck if that shit gonna sell a billion. I don't even want to be a part of it.
We talking about the loan shit and just cap and money. That's all we talking about. Can you make some money or not money? We ain't talking about.
You make some money?
You know
I'm
going
to take myself to the Old Town Road.
Look, Nas.
I swear.
I'm just saying.
We probably would.
We would have told him, bro, that ain't it. Go do something else.
Nah, but that shit's different, though.
It don't
sound like no rap.
That's not me. We talking about them niggas playing all that whack shit for you. We talking about them niggas who got them thinking they got them got skinny pants and big shoes on, thinking they were rapping that shit whack. I'm talking about them folks. Not no nigga. That's a kid.
Right. Niggas moving on it.
That's a kid. Continue that, son.
Mm-hmm. I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes. I guess identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true. And I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I wouldn't be a part of that because I don't understand. I don't get it. I'm talking about as a rap nigga, like
a rapper that go and
shit, we standing on like this what it is.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Cause niggas want you to vouch that bullshit, like, bro, I'm embarrassed, bro. I ain't trying to be out here with you singing this shit. Crickets. I'm just being real, like it's cricket. These folks is not fucking with it. Like dumb type niggas gotta get it. If you don't get it, if you're not moving the crowd, if you're not getting paid off that shit, you're not a rapper. I don't give a fuck what it is. You could be the first, it could be your first song, second song, third song. You could tell when you're picking up steam. You know what I'm saying? Just because when you come outside, your neighborhood got down, your neighborhood loud here singing that shit. Bro, that ain't everybody. That ain't everybody. I need to think about everybody fucking with me. That's not everybody.
You can't get the world to fuck with you.
This shit ain't making no money.
That's your area.
They supposed to support you.
Oh my God.
She ain't making no dough, Joe. Everybody ain't fucking with you. When everybody fucking with you. Yeah. You see what everybody fucking with you is?
You said, what you say? Ask it again, my bad.
What you say? You know how niggas be like Lil, even Lil, my son.
Yeah.
He might hit me and be like, bro, when we driving, man, everybody keep. I like, bro, you don't even know everybody.
Right. Okay, I feel you.
You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody ain't fuck with you yet. They gonna fuck with you, but
everybody in your circle.
You talking about, nigga, you might get 20, 50, 100 niggas tell you a day, bro. You need, take that as motivation.
Yeah.
Don't take that as, bro, the whole world waiting on me, don't take it like that, bro. You get what I'm saying? And that's how niggas will do, like, see a couple of niggas post their shit and think, I'm out of here.
So what's a big sign that you probably need to stop rapping? What's a big sign that you might need to
when you ain't got paid, nothing.
Okay. And how long?
It's not a feature or nothing, nothing.
How long? What's the time clock on this?
Man, that shit don't take no time. A year?
Damn, you ain't made no money. Some niggas, if we brought Chains back in, he'll probably say he was rapping for a minute. Chains, Ross,
and he's like, he's the exception to the rule.
Them niggas were getting booked and shit, though.
I'm talking about before that.
Before what?
Before we even knew him.
Is that 2 China?
Yeah, like Player Circle. They were probably rapping a long time, over a year before they made their first dollar now.
Bro, I don't know.
Ross said
I'm talking about D-Day with the internet. The internet wasn't even out then.
Yeah, I hear
that. With the internet, you can go viral, bro. Like, if it's it, it's it. It's going to catch right then.
I got you.
I'm just being 100. Gonna catch some type of thing, bro.
Call the internet.
Yeah, that internet different, bro. So you know when you get if the internet gonna get you. Mm-hmm. Only for you got 20 followers. Somebody gonna see that shit and be like, "This shit hard," and ship it. Then shit gonna keep going. It ain't gonna stop, bro.
So you say give it a year.
Like now, but that old grind, like 2 Chainz, all them niggas. Hell yeah, you had to keep grinding. Mm-hmm. Cause you know what I mean. We gotta damn near go city to city to be seen. In a truck, you know what I'm saying? Yep. So that gonna take a minute. I'm talking about this internet shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Shit don't pop in the internet era, bro. Within a year or two, and you really pushing it. Not saying like a nigga just start out rapping broke, nigga just rapping more. I'm talking about you got a label that's pushing you. We are pushing you. Niggas is putting money behind this bullshit. Marketing money, all kinds of shit. And that shit ain't connected. It's not it. Mm.
It ain't it.
Am I right? No, bro.
I'm with you.
Am I right? We push. Bro, I say 90 days, bro. That's why I say 90 days. We're going to goddamn spend real money for 90 days. This shit ain't, your Instagram follow didn't go up, your YouTube didn't go up, then nothing happened. That's not it.
Shit, this is a $100 billion industry that, shit, 80, 90% of their money goes to nothing in music. Just so people will know.
You get real what I'm saying?
I'm talking about people who are signed, I'm talking about
we give you a real push, right? We don't know
a lot of money spent on shit that don't work. So more than likely, the shit probably not going to work. Not to bring it down, but more than likely, if you're doing the shit, it might not work.
Yeah, you right. You don't get paid in a year. Yeah, you got. Yeah.
Yeah, bro. Like,
I don't see this nigga get paid in 2-3 months.
Man, you start nigga get rich and get set in about 2-3 years. You'd be straight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But
time out. Come over here front.
In a year time, you ain't got no.
How long the legendary Front Street, man? Big shouts out to you, man. How long was you rapping before you made your first rap dollar? From the day you said, I'm going to be a rapper.
About a year.
to keep it clean. Body, yeah. Ooh, y'all niggas are ball home. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We were doing what we were doing.
Now, have you seen anybody go longer? Maybe 5 years? And they still make it?
I've seen plenty of niggas. Hell yeah, plenty of niggas.
Yeah.
Not in this internet era, though.
In this era, I got you.
I'm talking about this internet era, bro. This shit is different, bro. You got your shit on all the biggest platforms.
Yeah.
All this shit. And this
like
shit
what Black said, though, they take a nigga to go in a van from city to city. You really ain't got to do that. Now, but you can put it up, and like you said, you got your campaign going. Everybody going to see it.
You get goddamn six comments.
It make it easier.
You don't put this shit up. You got six comments and goddamn 300-something views and 17 likes. Bro, that shit ain't it. I don't give a what else? You got goddamn 100,000, 200,000 followers? Bro, that shit going to catch if it's supposed to catch. I don't know. I might be tripping, but bro, I keep going, though. Keep going. Don't let nobody take you off your shit. Keep going. But I'm saying,
as an investor, I
wouldn't invest my money in no shit that ain't catching.
What would Pluto say? How long he was rapping before it connected?
Forever. He was rapping forever. But get what? At the end of the day, he was in a time that it wasn't the internet, bro.
Yeah.
I got you. It was MySpace and shit like that.
But MySpace wasn't
the internet.
Yeah, niggas had to really grind to get noticed, bro.
Mixtapes. We did mixtapes.
And Atlanta wasn't what Atlanta is, too.
Yeah, we put mixtapes in the streets, and that's what it was. I got you.
I'm saying, Atlanta ain't what it is. This shit easy.
They plays and everything.
Yeah.
They got the grind screen. You know
what I'm saying? Motherfucker, you know what you look like.
You know how many fucking snowman posters we put up, like, all over everywhere in the world?
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
That shit, yeah, niggas,
you gotta go show your face for niggas to know your face back then.
Right.
These days, your face is goddamn
right up on the internet. Mm. Like you said, his ass ain't popping, goddamn. It's over.
Yeah, it's over.
You can put it up and it's easier.
It's easier. And niggas spending money to do the little Tricky Ricky shit.
Tricky Ricky.
You know, the blog sites.
Oh,
and the, all
oh
that
promotion.
Shit.
Digital promotion.
Yeah, nigga, we gonna have Tricky you on Ricky. Shade Room. We gonna have you here. Everybody know you. Charlamagne, whoever. That shit ain't it.
Yeah. I got you.
But niggas still can make some money. You don't have to be a big ass superstar. I ain't gonna, you know what I'm saying?
And that's what I'm getting at. Some people, they don't have
no dope.
None. Zero.
Y'all in the red. Fuck with this nigga. Mm-hmm. It's time to do something else. Find somebody else. You might just be missing something. Find a nigga and write for a nigga, whatever.
Right.
I'm not saying get out the music industry. Mm-hmm. That's just like me trying to still be rapping. MLK and Jay, man, you need to get back in. Bro, that shit ain't it to me. I don't even feel right being no rapper.
Your music was it, though.
I understand, that's but it ain't it for me.
Yeah, I got you. You don't want
to
do it.
It ain't got the elevating to the point that I wanted it off the bat, so I ain't trying to do that. Right. That's going to take too long. I can do some more shit to get some more money. Right. I got to run around and pop my ass on stage, and I ain't with all that shit, man. I ain't with that right now, bro.
Yeah,
I ain't with that.
That shit paying them, man.
That shit paying real money, but a lot of shit paying, though.
Yeah.
I'm 42. If I was 32, it'd be different.
I'll try it then.
Chain done caught though. That shit done caught and went out of here.
Yeah.
I'm saying like trying to start now. Like I'm finna got now go.
But
get
you
rap?
No. To be honest, you rap and you made money. That's success. And you got a lot of fans that fuck with you. So
well, no, my shit caught. Nigga, we stopped at 12,000 a show. I don't want no more show, Jay.
Yeah.
You fuck what they talking about? I don't want to go out there no more.
Yeah.
Swamp all them niggas. You tripping, bro? I don't want to do it.
Yeah. Don't do nothing you don't want to do.
I don't want to do it. It was cool, you know what I'm saying? Try it out, stop, man. All that shit was cool. Man. They did what it did. That shit elevated a nigga, catapult a nigga to another, you know what I'm saying? Elevate you on up. Like, sometimes you got to just go on with it, bro.
So you don't feel right in the booth, but you do feel right acting or doing movies. You feel you want to do that.
Yeah, I still get in the booth and do some shit, but I'm not finna be, I'm a full-time rapper.
I got you.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, you gotta think about it, bro. When I what we probably got 15,000-20,000, went up 15,000-20,000 for a show. Mm. I gotta go on stage and sweat and do all this shit, try it out, jump around, wear the DJ at Dre, Jay, get goddamn Swamp ready. We gotta D4 gave me that to come just see Bank in the building though.
Mm. Yeah.
I ain't gotta sing a goddamn song.
Elevated itself.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You made it grow.
Yeah, they just wanna pull up, same money. You get what I'm saying? So it's like,
yeah.
And I ain't wait till I got down to turn garbage. Like, this nigga still trying. Yeah, I'm through all this shit hard. Like, I'm through.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You can't see you seeing my goddamn. That shit, we finna go do something else, dude.
Yeah, right, too.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, it's just, you gotta know when and when. I don't know, bro. I just know I've seen that rap shit fuck a lot of nigga life up.
Yeah.
In all cities, like.
Some niggas be still old, stuck trying to rap.
No. Yeah. Get to the papers first. We ain't gonna stop because we investing in what we doing. We investing already what we doing on this rap shit. So, I don't stop. Me get some paper. If you're getting paper. But if you ain't getting no paper off that shit,
that's
period.
Any business.
If you ain't getting no
that's
dollars.
What I'm trying to say. I'm talking about business. I ain't talking about nothing but business, bro.
If it ain't made X amount of money, a certain amount of time.
This shit put a plug on your life, you getting into it with your bitch because you still got to hang. Nigga, ain't the worst in the world. Your bitch said you got that.
No paper.
Nigga, you been out every night in the club. Ooh, bitch really laughing at you.
Yeah.
Like, bruh.
It ain't working.
Bro, I seen a meme the other day. The bitch said... You say, listening to my baby daddy music, dog, we gonna be stuck in the hood. You see that shit? The bitch headphones on crack.
I saw that.
But that's just how that shit go. And at the end of the day, niggas is wasting valuable years on shit you could be elevating some more shit. Because there's plenty of ways to get money. Like, don't get it fucked up. Now, all these niggas who be around these niggas who be successful be rich. Mm. The niggas who working, the manager, the road manager, everybody got paper.
There you go.
You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, don't get it fucked up, nigga. Everybody got people around. So, I ain't saying get out the music industry. Hell no, I'm finna, bro, I know what I did, how these folks just played me. I'm finna goddamn maneuver through this shit with you, nigga. You the one, young nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Instead of me trying to goddamn go out there $15,000, shit, I could be getting that. These not my money, these folks paying these niggas goddamn come to these clubs. I mean, these venues. Mm-hmm. Half of these niggas ain't doing no more clubs. These folks getting some. 150, 200, 300 and shit. Mm. What that commission is.
Yeah.
Bro, the nigga who got down do the lights or whatever you do, whatever, sweep up. Boy, the nigga getting money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Consistent.
Money. On stage, nigga might want 90 to 200 for the stage. Yeah.
Niggas getting money, bro, out there shit.
Real man stage.
Have a plan with that money you getting, however you getting it, because it's a lot of shit you can do to flip it.
Nah, for sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, a lot of you get money out of the artists, man. Like,
I said, I mean, some features in it.
It's once in a lifetime superstars. Like, it's only gonna be one, because niggas had to come with their own shit. Like, everybody can come try to be Future. But they ain't gonna get as big as Future because you're trying to be Future.
Exactly.
Unless you got a little twist to it. Mm-hmm. I took Future shit and twisted it with your shit.
You're gonna win the same time.
You know what I'm saying?
You say what Kanye told me, right? I was in the dressing room with no cap to show my mama home. So, the first nigga do it, he gonna win. The second nigga do it behind him, he gonna win too. But the third and the fourth nigga, he gonna be over with because it's saturated by the time.
Facts. Mm-hmm.
We seen it.
Facts.
We see it every year.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So get what he
every
do.
Year.
Homie right sounds just like Future. Right. Pounder, pounder boy. What's his name? Designer.
Designer, yeah.
Yeah, really is that.
Caught the wave.
He couldn't keep it up.
Caught the wave, though. So when he told me, it stuck out to him because Home sounded just like Few. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Few came, Home came, rolled away, but he ain't lag because he ain't Few.
Yeah, it ain't gonna you ain't gonna get that saying? Same money. It ain't gonna be frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a lot of niggas, it don't matter who it is, like it's no loyalty. It's no loyalty into they yourself. A lot of people don't have loyalty to themselves. Like, okay, all right, Future. We Future now. Now we the Migo. Now we Baby. Now we this nigga. Or now we that nigga. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You, while all these folks out doing their thing, you not still trying to push yours. That's how you fuck up.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? Cause they done came with that sauce up, that flavor. You feel what I'm saying? Like, low. It'll never be another low.
Mm-hmm.
You can't beat him. He came with that slow flow, low, you know what I'm saying? Popping this shit.
Right.
That fitted him. Mm-hmm. Anybody else, he trying to sound like this. Shit cripple you. Nigga don't even understand it. Right. But it might seem like it's working because it done got you booked. And then I caught a nigga ear like, damn, they're that Future, or they're that Baby, or they're that Savage pattern. He sounds just like him. Oh, yeah, we're going to jam to it and book you for some 10 or 15, but that shit ain't going to do shit. Like, you don't have an identity at that
point. It's a shorter way. It's a shorter way. You can get a little bit of wave.
Yeah, you can get a little bit of money off that shit, but it ain't gonna stick.
Like,
when
you try to wave.
When you try to go back to yourself, it don't work.
You know what, though? Some niggas make it off of just taking waves.
Making music. Well.
Give an example.
I'm just wave. Just don't do that, Jay.
I need to know.
You sound like riding a wave?
Yes, you know a nigga that sound like a new nigga every year.
No, but get what?
There's some niggas that sound like a new nigga every year.
But get what? Drake?
No. I'm
Drake
got there,
came in with his own shit, too.
Who you talking about, Drake?
It has not connected. I got to start planning for this shit. It has not connected, but you know what
I'm
saying. I'm going to
tell you what Drake do.
Yo.
Just in case you were talking about Drake.
I was not talking about Drake. All right,
look. I'm going to tell you what he do. Drake will goddamn get on a nigga's shit with him and use his shit and help him too.
But it's,
he ain't stealing it and running with it.
He's adding to the wave.
They call exactly. Drake stimulus package.
He's yeah, adding to the wave. Let me show y'all do this shit, bro. Let me show y'all do it all the way. I'm gonna show y'all do it.
I'm talking about the, like you say, not the big, not Drake, but the nigga or the rapper that will say,
who?
Okay, I don't fucking know, Jay. Give me a minute to think. But Bank do the song with Zaytoven and Whoopie Whoop. I gotta get me one with Zaytoven.
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, that happens every day.
That's what I'm saying.
That happens every day.
People that make careers off of this.
I thought you saying artists that goddamn.
They're trying to take the same recipe and make like it's an assembly line, and it's just.
Plus, we're doing that at one time. Remember, he'll jump on the shit with Walker and. But them niggas already had their own identity.
they're adding to these people's way. That's what I'm saying. They're not just.
They do that. They be trying to pick a fan down south. Like,
Sure. Like, I don't see that wrong.
You know what I'm saying?
Started with Jay and Big Pimpin' and UGK. That makes sense. It worked for both people.
Right.
I'm talking about the Way Riders. It's just the Way Riders. They just on the way.
Yeah, they go with the same.
And Jade has an idea of who she wants to say someone, but she won't say it, but she wants me to say it. Damn it.
I know. I just, you know, I'm trying. I just want to know why you going for it. That's all.
What are you talking about, Trey? Let me know.
I don't know.
Text me.
I don't listen to enough. I don't know. I don't fucking
know
what I'm
saying.
You
know,
ain't never turn on the radio and you hear. Like, okay, the designer was an example of that. It's like, I thought that was Future.
Me too.
Seriously, when I first heard it on the radio, I'm like, hold up, this is not Future. It fucked me up. I'm like, they got this shit wrong already. Talking about design. I didn't know. No shade on him. I just didn't know. It was exactly like it. You know what I'm saying? He pulled it off.
He got him a bad, though. This shit went number one, though.
He pulled it off. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Then when,
if you want a career, don't do that.
Then yeah, if
this keep your natural sound,
like Lil Baby at the top, it's a lot of niggas trying to sound like Lil Baby,
man,
and look like
everything. That's how I go. Though I said they're gonna switch. They finna switch to the next nigga next.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? They gonna make sure goddamn Baby gone on up, he gone all the way on through. You know what I'm saying?
Did I hit the nail on the head? No. If you're in the crew,
I know there's a difference.
If you're in the crew,
you're talking about
if y'all in the same crew,
two
if y'all Wu-Tang Clan, y'all can sound like each other.
So two separate niggas is what we speaking
on. That's two separate crews.
Okay.
You can't, like,
okay,
if you're
give
in Wu-Tang Clan, you can sound like Wu-Tang Clan.
If you're in group,
you can sound like, y'all can sound like each other.
We got a sound.
Yeah.
To, like, No Limit.
But
all them niggas.
I shouldn't sound like y'all niggas.
Nah, facts.
You see what I'm saying?
Facts.
This nigga sound like this.
Yeah.
Then it turned into some silly rap beef shit. But bro, you really shouldn't.
I don't know what y'all said.
I'm not talking.
I'm smart.
I'm not talking to nobody. I wish I did know who I'm talking to.
Who I know who y'all said.
I don't know. I promise you I don't.
Nigga. I know.
I'm just saying in general. I've been watching this shit.
That's how they got on.
I've been watching this shit in Atlanta since going way back to when Travis and Roscoe was into it about the sound.
Yeah,
of this
yeah, exactly.
That. It's been
exactly.
going on in Atlanta, and it's like, bro, y'all really should just. I don't know the story. I ain't here to choose sides, right?
Travis, they said Travis got to sound like Roscoe.
No, Dad. Travis Porter and Roscoe Dash.
No.
Travis Porter and Roscoe Dash. Had all the way turned up, and then there's a
dispute about
the song.
But it was like, it was crazy
the song
because.
Back.
Yeah, there's a dispute about the song. What
but
I'm
it just fucked up
what?
A whole era because
they
it's just like
together, right?
That's a lot. We can go into a lot of Atlanta history that fucked up whole eras because of song discrepancies. It happens in Atlanta a lot.
Those song discrepancies happen a lot. Look at Racks on Racks.
Yes, it's a song discrepancy.
And look how that shit, like, you know, played out. Like, it was just crazy. Like,
how did that Travis Porter and Roscoe Dash went?
It was all the way turned up.
Why so he wasn't really no rapper.
Then he go back and do the whole song by himself.
Nigga,
like,
he got all the bless.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went back and did it by himself. Roscoe Dash.
Roscoe
and they performed at the same time, around the same time.
Which these are people we could talk to and get the story. I don't know the whole story. I just know that at the time, they was on a song together. Then it just became his song. Then they never really fucked with each other again, to my knowledge.
Oh, yeah, they was on a song together.
Yeah.
Then he took them off, didn't he?
Yes, to my knowledge. Yes. It was just him. He put Soulja Boy on it.
I feel like
yeah. Which is another person that's a master in Soulja, you know me. He's a master at fitting in with the times, let's say that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that though. You gotta move.
No, for sure.
But he's got his own identity. He came out, you're his first.
He did.
I'm saying how you come.
Some people would debate that.
What happened?
Some people would debate Soulja and it being influenced by Snap Sound and so forth. Everybody would.
What I'm saying, he sounded like Soulja Boy. He did not sound.
His
like,
voice is Soulja Boy.
Yeah,
for
sure.
Was,
I'm talking about
with him. I just can't, with him. I just can't get past that interview when he was describing that shooting.
Bow, bow, bow.
He's
Taylor. Yeah, he came to shoot. He was 17.
Oh my god.
What I'm saying, Soulja Boy, you can't. You gotta move with time.
Move with the times.
You gotta move with the times. You can't goddamn still be goddamn hippity hoppity hippity hop. You can't be doing that type rap right now. That ain't finna do nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But if I came out hippity hopping all popping and hippity hoppity, now goddamn I'm moving on up to what I'm supposed to move on up to. These boys got this shit.
This my message just for the young boys. If you wanna be bigger than what Big Bank is, or Scream, or Goose, or whatever, you have to do it different from us.
Yeah, that's you gotta come in different.
You gotta do some different shit. Don't wear your hat like us. Don't do that shit like us. That's why I respect the niggas with the skinny jeans. That's smart, bro, because I'm not wearing that shit.
Yeah.
So somebody going to like it.
I be trying to get skinny on that. I've been in the skin. Yeah,
skinny. Some big old pants comfortable.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You ain't even bend your knee right. I'm going to be in the skinny-ass man. The one, I'm skinny with the young niggas.
Yeah, for real.
Nah, but I feel like if you come in with your own swag and that's accepted, then you know what I'm saying? You might see a nigga goddamn with a Audemars. You want that Audemars. I don't feel like nothing wrong with that.
That's
because I would have never seen it if nobody didn't ever buy it. I don't go to the store and just look at you.
Yeah.
So if I see a nigga with a hat, like that shit prepping, I ain't trying to beat you. I'm already me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about you goddamn. You downloading a nigga.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
You just a fresh nigga. Don't nobody know you don't download a nigga.
You don't download it how they look and sound.
You want to be little baby. I'm the infant. I come out the infant. Like everything baby got. I'm the infant.
Didn't they say they started?
Everybody sound like Thor, though.
Oh no, yeah.
Oh God. Oh God.
Yeah. No, they trying to pop like Thor, but they got their own voice. Nigga trying to sound like their own voice though.
Yeah.
That's why when nigga try to sound exactly like a nigga, bro. And you act like him.
Yeah.
You try to talk like the nigga in your interview.
Oh nah, listen.
Yeah. I don't see nigga do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, bro, what the? You saying that man words and shit?
And start trying to say like you started the shit. Like that's what be killing me. Like
that's what I'm talking about.
That's different.
When you try to do that now, we just similar and got now we Atlanta niggas, so
yeah,
we all
it's Atlanta. Yeah. It's like New York niggas.
Bro, like bro, you fucked up your whole shit, bro, by doing that, bro. You ain't had to be that man.
Yeah, you
can't be that man. You can't
yeah,
be
like everything.
Yeah.
Nah, that shit don't go like that.
You can't be that man. Oh man. Good game for the people. Speaking of good game, Auntie, where you at? Bring your ass over here. You made 50? We got at least salute you. We're gonna bring you back so you can really
give us
some real game. But we gotta give salute you for making 50 because that's
She had a big party last night. The big shin, the big masquerade shindig was real nice. It was crazy. Gooch bought her a car.
Oh man,
yeah.
For Gooch getting that
man, I'm gonna do the bottle car.
Free Dulu, man.
Yeah, free Dulu, man.
Get to see my name by Jay.
Come to the mic now.
That's what you're supposed to say.
Come to the mic. You gonna close the episode? So come to the mic and close us out with some game. You know what I'm saying? Get these folks something to ride to until we bring you back.
Oh man, you know.
Come on to that mic. That mic, your friend.
Oh man, first of all, free my son, man. First, man.
Mm-hmm. First and foremost,
you know, my second is all I gotta say is you can't trust the game if it's staring in your face. Mm. That's all I can speak.
That's enough.
Big facts. Big facts.
They will cross you.
Big facts. Big shouts out to Gooch. Salute to you, Gooch.
Yeah,
you know
King.
What I'm saying?
Man, he's so
funny. Salute to you, Gooch.
Hey, I gotta say it. Tell him, Jay. What my favorite word, bro?
What the fuck is going on?
Hey, salute to y'all, man. Another episode of Big Facts, episode 40. We appreciate y'all. We going up, up, up. We ain't stopping. Jay, final words? Don't.
Pan out.
She's high. Jay is
pan
high.
Out.
Yes.
I got a major contact. I don't know what's going on right now.
Hold on.
Jay high.
Pan out.
We won. All right, so next episode of Big Facts. Salute to y'all.
Sir.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Bang.
Hey, man, it's all the way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch.
It's going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Hey there. I'm Dr. Maya Shunker, and I'm a scientist who studies human behavior. Many of us have experienced a moment in our lives that changes everything, that instantly divides our life into a before and an after. On my podcast, A Slight Change of Plans, I talk to people about navigating these moments. Their stories are full of candor and hard-won wisdom. And you'll hear from scientists who teach us how we can be more resilient in the face of change. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie. Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.